Good morning. We're continuing with the halachas of tefillin and chayyadim. We're learning klal yudalid siman chaf aleph. So the chayyadim spoke about a case where a person took the teak which he used for tefillin, and we say hazmona alone, just designating it, is not enough to make it usur. But if he did hazmona and he used it one time, even if that one time was with intent to not continue to use it, he put it in there one time to take it out. So it's a good hasmona. So you just want to clarify that point. We're talking about a teak which a person plans to use for tefillin. He doesn't plan to use it for something else. When he put the tefillin in this time, he did not intend to keep him there for future use. Maybe means a different pair of tefillin. Maybe means not for immediate use of this tefillin, but this one time you put it in with intent to remove it afterwards. So that case, the hazmana le'olam and the temperate usage is enough to make it into a full teak with all of kedusha, and you cannot use it for anything else but tefillin or something more kaddish than tefillin. If, however, a person had never planned to use this teak for ongoing purpose of tefillin, he just wanted to use it temporarily for tefillin, and in the future continue to use it for something else, so that would not get a look of the teak of tefillin, it would not get kedusha, since the hazmona wasn't for a usage la'olam, the hazmona was for a temporary usage, and he put it in with intent to use it only temporarily, and then remove it. So the combination of those two factors allows that this teak does not become kaddish with kedusha's tefillin. Now the chayyadim continues and says, "Afilu niyor shekosav alav dibrei kedusha, also hishtamish b'hamoyser dibrei ledavar chal." The person took paper. So the language of the Magen Rome, he brings it down. He says, "Cloth, parchment, and even paper." A person wrote down a dibrei kedusha, so he used part of the page. So the remaining part of the page cannot be used for dibrei chal. If, however, when he put it in, he had planned, he made it tonight that the remaining part of the paper will be used for other purposes. So he designated this purpose, this piece of paper, not just for the purpose of Kedusha. So there's lacking in the hazmana, there's a tanai, and then he may use the remainder of the paper for other purposes. What's interesting to point out is that the Mishnah Berurah in the Bir Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Mem Beis, Sipkat and Chav Gimel, disagrees with the Chayyadim and says that Tanai does not work, since he planned to use this piece of paper for purposes of writing Tavar Shabbat Kedusha, and he planned to leave it there. So that's considered Hazman al Olam, and it itself is something which has Kufa Kedusha in it, because it has the actual words of Torah in it. It's like Kufa Kedusha, and therefore, Tanai, Mishnah Berurah holds, does not work. And the Bir Halacha, he brings that the Chayyadim says that Tanai works. And he says, I do not know how the Chayyadim knows that. So it seemed to be, according to Mishnah Berurah, that even Tanai would not work in that situation. A point that I'm not clear about is there a difference. The examples which you look back into the Makaris, which is the Sefer Chassidim and the Magen Avraham, are talking about words of Kedusha of Sefer Kodesh, Sefer Torah, or Nabiim or Ksuvim, which are nitzanli kosei, which are betzim, the words are words which are supposed to be written. Torah Shebaal Peh, the Ikra then really should not be written. We have a special leniency to allow it to be written. But the Ikra of the Kedusha's Sefer L'chara is in the words itself, but not in the Kedusha's paper, of the paper itself. So maybe in that situation, even the Shabbat would agree that tonight it works. So that's a point I'm not clear about. Okay. V'imdavka tik shal tefillin mikri tash mishkadusha pshita shal sefer Torah u'shadur miyuchadam lebeis ha'knesses. So this applies to something which is what's called tash mishkadusha. It itself has element of kedusha in it. I will take shaltalas, lamikri tashmish kedusha, rak tashmish mitzvah, like we mentioned yesterday. It's not called Tashmish Kedusha, it's only called Tashmish Mitzvah. So in the Tik Shel Talos, a person could put other things inside there as well. A person would want to keep a little notepad to write something on. A person would want to keep something else there in the Tik Shel Talos that's going to be Mutter. Now he says, nearly the afal gam the noisim the socha gam can tik shel tefillin, but you use it for the, you put the tefillin inside the tik shel talis. So you, there's elements of kedusha being expressed over here. You're using it now to hold not just the talis but also the tefillin, so it should get a level of chumrah of the kedusha's tefillin. Become welcome mashas atchak mutulit in the socha dvar mishalchol. Person's allowed to, in case of necessity, a person could put the Dvarim Shel Chol in there as well. We'll clarify this point a little more tomorrow, and we'll finish off the siman and move on. Have a good day.